recognize me by my permanent tan.
I love being black.
I can influence the world. I'm a black man.
I love being black.
Please understand the effect of everything you do. Keeping it real, but talk is cheap.
Black. I love being black.
You got us all on hold, and I'm waiting for the beat.
Black. I love being black.
Waiting for the beat. I leave the message.
Black. I love being black,
but I'm waiting for the beat.
Maybe with the tribe, like the Apache and the Cherokee. And as a result of all that,
biological, geographical, genealogy, study, published in Time magazine. The black African people were the first on the scene. So for what it's worth, the black African people were the first on Earth. Through migration, our characteristics started to change and rearrange to whatever climate we migrated to. And that's how I became me, and you became you. So we're gonna go back, let's go all the way back. And if Adam was black and Eve was black, then that kind of makes it a natural fact that everybody in America is an African American. Everybody in Europe is an African European, everybody in the Orient is an African Asian, and so on and so on. That is, if the origin of man is what we're gonna go on. And if one drop of black blood, like they say, then everybody's black anyway. So quit trying to change my identity. I'm already who I want to be. I'm a black American, born and raised. And Brother James Brown wrote a wonderful phrase. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Cause I'm proud to be black. And I ain't never lived in Africa. And cause my great-great-granddaddy on my daddy's side, and I wanna go back. Now I have nothing against that. It's where some of the most beautiful places and people in the world are found. But I've been blessed to go a lot of places in this world. And if you ask me where I choose to live, I pick America, hands down. Now by and by, people call Negroes. And after a while, they say Spanish. Anyway, Negro is just how you say black in Spanish. Then people call colored. Everybody's one color or another, and I think it's a shame that we hold that against each other. And it seems like we reverted back to a time when being called black was an insult. Even if it was another black man who said it, a fight was an insult. We've been so brainwashed that black was wrong. So leaving the yellow niggas and the black niggas couldn't get along. But then came the 1960s, when we struggled and died to be called equal and black, and we walked with pride with our heads on high and our shoulders pushed back. And black was beautiful. But I guess that wasn't good enough, cause now here becomes some other stuff. Who comes up with this shit anyway? Was it one or a group of niggas just sitting around one day? A little insecure again about being called black, and decided that African American sounded a little more exotic. Well, I think you were being a little more neurotic. It's that same mentality that got Amos and Andy put off there because they were embarrassed about the way the characters spoke. And as a result of that action, a lot of wonderful black actors ended up broke. When we were just laughing and having fun about ourselves. So I say, you if you can't take a joke. You didn't see the Beverly Hillbillies being protested by white folks. And if you think that cause you think that being called African all black people's minds at ease, since we affectionately call each other nigga, I affectionately say to you, nigga please. From places like Kenya, Ethiopia, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Zaire. But not a brother whose family's lived in this country for generations. Occupying space in all the locations. New York, Miami, LA, Detroit, Chicago. Even if he's wearing a dashiki and sporting an afro. And if you search for your race, you'll find out quick you're not an African, but a black American in Africa taking up space. Why you yourself feel or even can't go and you win? Most people that wouldn't even claim you as one of them, as a purebred daughter or son of them. Your heritage is right here now, no matter what you call yourself or what you say. And a lot of people died to make it that way. And if you think America's the leader on inequality and suffering and grieving, how come there's so many people coming and so few leaving? Rather than all this fine thought or whatever shit you promote, if you want to change them, use your privilege. Get to the polls, come and support. God knows we've earned the right to
You say, there goes the man who says it's not. I'm black, I'm a black American, and I'm proud. Cause I love being an American, and I love being black. I love being called black. Yeah, I said it, and I don't take it back. I love being black. I love being called black.